The Wyoming State Legislature heard a variety of colorful issues this session, from concealed gun laws to abortion and gay marriage to the controversy surrounding the removal of Cindy Hill's main duties, Superintendent of Education. As the session comes to a close, Wyoming Public Radio's Sarah Hosseini talked with people outside the Albany County Courthouse to see what issues they were following and how they felt their representatives measured up.
My name's Chris Sherwood. The only thing I really heard about is all the gay marriage stuff. I heard it got passed in one part of it, but not another, which I guess is indicative of politics. But if it doesn't affect you, then I don't see what the big deal is.
My name is Rob Brest. I think they did a poor job. I think that the Marriage Equality Act that they voted down was badly thought out and not very representative of the equality state that we're supposedly living in. And I think that what they did with the Department of Education was kind of a travesty. And I think it's a bunch of the cool kids trying to get their way, whether or not the electorate wants it that way or not.
I'm Jan Ray. Sataki. I'm from here in Laramie. I'm just very glad that they addressed the issue with Cindy Hill. I commend them for that.
Phil Roberts. I teach Wyoming history. Some of this craziness that I don't like is, for instance, this law that makes it illegal for a federal officer to enforce federal gun laws, if in fact it ever comes to that. Don't those people recognize that we did have a civil war in this country and it was the North that won?
Dan Frege. I don't think that people should be allowed to have guns on college campuses, because an environment where people between the ages of 18 and 22 are getting drunk on the weekends is not the ideal environment for violent weapons.
Jen Davis. I actually work for the clerk's office, and so we were really interested in the legislation that increases the fees for car titles and marriage licenses, because it would increase our revenues for the county.
Tad Butterfield. Just the lottery bill is the only one I've been paying attention to. Hopefully they pass it. I don't really see the morality issues that they bring up.
My name is Sue DeYoung. I hope the Wyoming legislature gets the lottery through, because I think it's a good source of revenue for our state rather than give it to our other neighbors.
My name's Mark Doyle. Kind of anxious to find out what this rainy day is that we're saving for so much. My wife's involved with the junior college curriculums and things like that, and it's been quite a while since she's had a raise.
Julie Ferdig. I live in Rock River.
They're talking about raising the gas taxes, and they're talking about whether or not they're going to even remove our post office. I mean, it's bad enough we have to drive 45 minutes to come to the store, but who can afford to do that every day to get our mail?
Tracy Fletcher. We're talking about the fuel tax and that increased, and I guess it kind of brings Wyoming up to other levels, although everybody's expenses are going up. It makes it tough for everybody.
Barry Allen O'Reilly, you have almost reverse radar for political thinkers, because I am such a caveman when it comes to the entire world of politics. I really don't know anything about any of it.